This is Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis. Join us today as we have interviews from Penn 10 and Avden. Race Week is next.
Racing season is here, and Trackside Products is ready to help you win. Carrying the largest inventory in the Southern Tier with brands such as American Racing Tires and VP Racing Fuels to AR Bodies, Binco Race Cars, as well as Impact, G-Force, and Ultra Shield Racing Apparel. If you want to make it to the finish line, stop by and see Uncle Al at Trackside Products on Route 434 in Apalachin.
Warden Van Scoy, the feed and seed specialists, have feeds for cows, goats, sheep, swine, and poultry. For horse enthusiasts, they have regular and performance horse feed. In Owego since 1957, they make their own feed daily and pass the savings on to you. Stop by Warden Van Scoy for animal health needs, farm supplies, fertilizer, and seed, including deer plot seed. 162 North Avenue in Owego. Call 687-2712. Warden Van Scoy.
Welcome back to Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis, and it was season championship night at Avden Motorsports Park. Coming out on top, Danny Creedon going and taking the Big East Sales Modified Division for the season. That's Body Shop LLC Great Sportsman. It was Travis Green taking the season championship for that class. Stanton's Towing and Recovery Limited Sportsman Brad Holbert going and taking the win for the season championship. Hale Street Medical 600cc Modifieds Jacob Weibel taking the season championship. Gray's Garage and Hauling, front-wheel drive, four-cylinders. Colin Mills once again taking the season championship for that class. And finally, the Pops Automotive and Speed Factory co-stocks. And in the Pops Automotive and Speed Factory stocks, it ended up being co-champions, the final decision. 2 points that were spreading, Harry Marvin III and Dominic Albanese. Apparently, an error was made in a lap car, being five laps down instead of two laps down. Let's go now to Victory Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Crate 602 feature winner, Dale Welty. Dale, you started near the front, and you got a great original start, and you kind of never looked back from there. Great racing all the way throughout the pack. What do we have, one or two cautions maybe? And I'm not sure if that played to your favor, but it seemed to work out for the best for you.
Yeah, that definitely played into my favor. The car was perfect. I mean, I had a great starting spot. Car was perfect. I didn't mess up. My brother just put a perfect setup under that thing, and track was a little bit heavier than normal. It was more to my liking, I guess, and just took off. And I could see the signals from you, from the flagger. You know, he kind of shows how far ahead you are, and he wasn't showing me how far ahead I was. I said, I must be way ahead. So, yeah, I was a little worried with the restart with that caution. I thought somebody would be right on my tail, but apparently I was just everybody covered tonight.
Yeah, you had a couple bad weeks there. Same spot, 2 weeks in a row right here on the front stretch. So this is one heck of a way to rebound.
Yeah, it is. We broke a transmission one night, broke a rear end another night. Very expensive parts, so we're lucky to make it through. I got to thank all my sponsors, especially Williams Construction, CPE Interlink, all of them. they said I got too many sponsors this year. I can't remember them all. I got Campbell Trucking, Robert Lyons Trucking, Empire Shed Sales, and of course Brett Knapp and Rick, my father-in-law, helps us out, and my brother, and I have redeeming value in Jesus Christ, and I think everybody should think about going to church.
Dale Welty, everybody, thank you and congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, climbing out of the car, your 2025 602 Trek Champion, Travis Green. Travis, might not have been the finish you wanted tonight, but at least you're still standing here holding the check and a checkered flag. So heck of a year for you, really all the way around, not only just at Afton, but we get to see you here, and it's been a pleasure watching you get to where you're at.
No, it was an awesome year. I mean, tonight is definitely not the night we wanted. You know, we basically held on tonight. We weren't very good. I could barely turn. I was I did all I could to I guess get it to eighth, and luckily Jared came up a couple spots short, and I could see him, so I didn't want to push the issue when I got to eighth. I knew I was he had to get, I think he had to get the second to beat me at that point. So I didn't want to push the issue too bad, and because it was really grippy, and I wasn't going good enough, so it was going to be have to be like desperation trying to pass. So I kind of wrote it out at the end, but I don't really like racing like that. It's just not fun for me to be able to. I like to be able to move around, and but it just with the rain today. I mean, it's a good job he got it in. I was surprised he was able to get it in. But it was just not my type of track.
I gotcha, yeah. Yeah, like I said, heck of a year. And, you know, now the big money races speak. I'm not sure if you're going to race any, but we look forward to seeing you wherever you travel. And, again, congratulations. One more thing. Who do you like to thank for this year's success?
Yeah, I just can't thank K&M Seal Coating, Waters Concrete, Hollywood Towing and Auto, Sam Aguero Trailer Repair, 66 Landscaping, D&W Landscaping, On Par Golf Carts, and then I just can't thank my dad. My uncle's not here. My fiance for letting me do this, and everybody that helps out. I can't thank him enough. And it's cool to be able to, you know, get the, my dad got a couple here in the 90s, so to be able to follow him and get one here is a big deal for us.
Well, congratulations once again, and go back there and celebrate for us. Everybody, Travis Green. Well, you started near the front, and it was a really tacky fast track for you guys, and really, you never really looked back. We had a few cautions there to play with, but you hit the right line every time, the right start every time, and it played out in your favor.
Yeah, the car stuck like glue tonight. It was great. We've been pretty much chasing Jake most of the season, and we finally got a couple wins at least this year. I just got to thank my family, my best friend Wayne, my crew, Accuracy Automotive, Sam the Bear Man, and Shiner Race Engines.
Yeah, you guys were right there neck and neck for quite a while, and then you gained some separation. I think you got more comfortable, and like I said, you looked pretty good tonight. Who do you want to thank?
Just pretty much everybody that I went through. Sorry. But, yeah, the track was great tonight. I had a lot of grip, and the car stuck like glue. So.
All right, well, congratulations, and go back there and celebrate. Chuck Lohmeyer, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, climbing out of the car, your 2025 600cc modified champion, Jacob Weibel. He was pulling up to me and he says he had to bring the arsenal in because it wasn't just one car. It was everybody combined. One heck of a season. You know, we've watched you all season long, and no matter what car you were in, you tend to be towards the front, and obviously that played out in your favor, and you did what you had to tonight to come away with the championship.
Thank you.
That's all you got for me? Who do you want to thank tonight?
So I got to start with the car owners. The beginning of the season, John Hoover, for giving me a ride in the 66 machine. My first handful of races were in that car, and it really started us off and made everyone want to jump in and, you know, keep me in a car and keep me going, so I appreciate that. After my sister's accident, I got to thank my parents because once the car was put back together, they wanted to see it back out on the track, so I jumped in the 95 machine, and once she was good to go, she got back in it, so that was thankful. And then after that, the 35 came out. They wanted me to get another car and keep going, so I got to thank all three of the car owners. They were very big help in all this. Jared and Rich Green for the end of the season, all the work on both cars. John and Rick for beginning of the season, all the work on those cars. My car owner, Brian David, for allowing me to do both. And all the family, friends, all the sponsors for all three cars, the track, like, just amazing. Thank you.
Congratulations. And not sure if we got to work tonight, but if not, go celebrate.
Right. I took tonight off, so we're good.
There you go. Go celebrate a good one. Congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's modified feature winner, here he is, Justin Holland. Justin, I heard you say to Ronnie when you were climbing out that you needed that one. And, it's, yeah, you know, you've had a few bad weeks here and there, and but, you know, you always have a strong car here no matter what. And tonight, you know, you started out front, but it wasn't for a lack of effort. They were on you the whole race. You ran a great line. You stayed consistent. You hit every restart perfectly, and away you are into victory lane.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good car tonight, but the short track Super Series race, and I faded back, and I'm really stickler about not changing my car. And everybody's like, you got to change your car. And I changed it for last night, and we won at Penn Can, and I changed it again for tonight, and it wasn't the better, that's for sure.
Yeah, so back-to-back wins, picking up the feature the win last night at Penn Can and here tonight at Afton, so it's got to feel pretty good for you.
Oh, yeah, it's a good weekend.
What do you got to think tonight?
My dad, like I said last night, he turns the wrenches on this thing all the time while I'm working, and couldn't do it without him in the garage, you know. These guys got to understand, we put a lot of hours in these cars, and you need help. My wife, huge support, and I want to race, and she's there for me, and that's huge, you know. My brother's here tonight, I got to thank him, and all these guys helped me, man. Just family.
Yeah. Great racing out there. Congratulations. Have a good night, and go celebrate, okay?
Thank you.
Justin Holland, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, climbing out of the car, your 2025 Modified Champion, Danny Creedon. Danny, had to turn the car around. This side looks pretty good still compared to the other one. Obviously not quite the night you wanted, especially there in the beginning. You know, had some unfortunate circumstances, but you rebounded really, really well and got yourself up near the front. And, you know, all year long, numerous wins. I've been very consistent, and obviously consistency, as they say, pays off. So congratulations on your championship, Danny.
Thank you very much. Yeah, there ain't much left on the right side. I guess that jumped, looked like he jumped a cushion and kind of got half squirreled up and just never lifted. So, unfortunately, you know, we had a good car. We had a good, really good car again tonight in the heat race in the feature. We're just kind of biding time and making sure we ain't overheat tires, and everybody's kind of up on the top. So we just... Then we got back out, and we just started trucking back forward again. I needed a yellow about five to go. I don't know if I would have beat him, but it would have been pretty cool. I made a lot of time up to get back there. But, you know, great year. Ronnie does a great job. I was super excited. You know, I talked to Ronnie a couple times during the week, and I was super excited when Ronnie got this place back. And, you know, I said last week, I say it again, this place needs to be American Racers, sail panels, open motors, no Wagner crap. you know, Deo's going to love that one again. So, Brett knows I love him. Oh, yeah, he'll yell at me. But I'm very fortunate for all the people I have behind me, the sponsors, the family, everybody's back home watching, you know, people that come here day, week in, week out, you know, everybody makes a trek. Mr. Stefarski, Dave Cowell, it was for Dave Cowellman. Dave Cowell, Mr. League Radiator and his wife, Lightning Auto and Truck, Tire Discount came on board to help us, Donnie Chase. George Shackleton's been here numerous times with us this year, Lightning Auto and Truck, I said, Dan Bedell Racing Engines. Chad Ely Racing Engines, you know, he's been helping us out with the 440 and whatnot. So, but Danny, these motors here are Danny's motors, and my little 370 broke there 2 weeks back, and I was heartbroken because that's what we needed last week to win. So, I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody through and through, but just my family, all the supporters got Donnie Elliott. Donnie's been with me for years. We drove Donnie's car last night, and actually with Mark Rosso's motor, so he got that thing rolling. And Mark comes this week in, week out. My wife, my daughter won last night and the championship, so that was pretty cool. And then Ty won last night, too. That was with our chassis. Roger from RGS Construction, Chris Swenson, my mom, my sister, my big brother and all, they're all home watching. Dave and Cindy down in Florida. Dave's probably, I don't know if he's napping or not, but he was out today partying pretty good. So Dave and Cindy, man, I'm forgetting people. But everybody who just makes this thing go week in, week out, and can't thank everybody enough. And thanks again to Ronnie.
Yeah, you had a stellar weekend, a win last night. Sadie picking up the championship. You guys are on a roll. You have a lot of reason to celebrate tonight. So go do that and have a good rest of your night. Congratulations, Danny. Danny Creedon, factory stock winner tonight. Tommy Gruber. Tommy, you started near the front, and you had quite a battle there, back and forth and back and forth with the 14 and. Yeah, it was fun to watch, and the track played in your favor, I think, and you had some good restarts, and you come out on top.
Yeah, we were giving a hell, that's for sure. Yeah, I ran the hell out of the car, I ain't going to lie. I thought Lanson had us at first and figured I'd go to the top, and we'd be hold it wide open and hope for the best. I mean, I got into him a little bit. I was sorry for that. I backed up, kind of gave him the spot. I didn't want to win it like that, you know.
Yeah, it was a very good race to watch, very fun. And very exciting for us, and you put on a heck of a show. So who do you like to thank tonight for tonight's win?
I got to thank Nate Shea for letting me wheel this hot rod. All these fools that come along with me all the time. We got D&K Construction. We got Ganser Trucking, Napa, Red Barrel Carburetors, Halsey Hookups, maybe MJH Oilfield. He's been with me on the setup this year. RES Engines. I mean, we got a good group of people behind us. We just haven't had the year to show it.
Yeah, well, you picked off a win right at the last moment, and, hey, it's a big one. So congratulations, and go back there and celebrate with everybody, okay? Tommy Gruber, ladies and gentlemen, climbing out of the car, your 2025 factory stock champion, Harry Marvin III. You, nothing like
winning the championship with a bang, no pun intended. Yeah, you made it really interesting and really hard on yourself tonight, but I tell you what, it's Tyler and I were just discussing, it's a good thing you came back out, because if you didn't do that, I don't know if it would have resulted the way it did. So smart decision on whoever's part that was. You came back out, and you were able to lock up the championship by 2 points. So great run tonight, all things considered.
Thank you. No, when you're running for a points championship, you need every point you can get. And once I got back to third, I knew I just needed to hang out. I heard him telling me something on the radio about something, and I couldn't hear him, and I just stayed out there. But, you know, if it was meant to be, it's meant to be, and here we are.
That's right. Yeah, you've been consistent all year long, and consistency wins championships, right? So that's the name of the game, and you really did a good job at that. So who you like to thank on this ride? I know you got a lot of them.
I got to thank first and foremost my wife. She's been with me for this whole ride. My kids, because they've done, they've learned a lot this year. Brian, the car owner, Brian, Country Town Towing, Country Town Auto. I got to thank Palmer's Truck Accessories out of Oxford, New York, Mars Service Center, Spalding Farms, Wayne Ross. There's so many people that have helped me, guided me, supported me to bring me here today.
Yeah, it was a great ride for 2025, and congratulations. Go back there and celebrate with all these great people you got.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Harry Marvin, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, climbing out of the car, your four-cylinder feature winner and champion, Colin Mills. Congratulations, Colin. So you capped it off with a win, another win, and the 2025 championship. You've been very, very, very consistent all year long, obviously, picking them off one at a time here. And you came away on top in you know, both categories tonight, so congratulations.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that's number 21 for the season on wins, and it was nice to win on both championship nights and really top it off.
Yeah, absolutely. Having a lot of success this weekend. And, yeah, so it really paid off for you. And, yeah, so anybody got to think? I know you do this repeatedly, but obviously it means a little bit more tonight coming away with the championship.
Yeah, man, it's mainly just my family. My dad, Raymond Lindquist, Toby Sparks, my mom, my dad. I already mentioned him, but my grandma, grandpa, my girlfriend, all my friends and family, man.
Congratulations on a great, great year and another win tonight. Go celebrate. Colin Mills, ladies and gentlemen, you're limited sportsman feature, Cooper Iainen. Cooper, you started up front tonight, and you just never really looked back. Your car seemed to really be on rails. I really like this track, and yeah, like I said, once you got up front, you kept gaining and gaining and gaining, and opening up the lead more and more and more. So yeah, everything played in your favor tonight, and you came out on top.
Yeah, I had to move off the bottom just because it was kind of rough down there, and the car was getting a little loose. So I moved up to the middle, and I don't know. I didn't know people weren't behind me. I thought someone was right there. So I guess I just got lucky tonight and kept it all in one piece.
Yeah, you pedaled down the whole time, and yeah, like I said, you came out on top. Anybody like to thank tonight?
Yeah, my dad and my grandpa for helping me all week. I wouldn't be here without them. Just countless hours out there, and we wouldn't even be close to being here. And I'm very thankful for them because those are the people who make it all happen. And all the people that came here tonight and helped out and watched. Garrett for doing my tires, you know. But just everyone here that supports me, I really appreciate it. Words can't describe how thankful I am. Just everyone who's helped out all year, just getting me here every week, you know, just taking over when I'm not around and such, you know.
Yeah, all right. Well, congratulations. Go celebrate back there with all these people. Well, he's already out of the car. Ladies and gentlemen, your 2025 Limited Sportsman champion, Brad Hobert. Consistent year, and consistency wins championships. I've been saying that all night long, and that's exactly what you've been. Very consistent. You know, been here every week, finishing well. Obviously, it's always nice to try to cap it off with a win tonight, but at least you're standing in victory lane with a checkered flag.
Yeah, it's been great all year. There's a lot of fast cars in this limited class. I got to give a big thanks to my brother. My car broke 1 week, and he let me run his car to keep my points going. My dad, he's helped with my motor and everything else. So I got to thank everybody. Well, nobody here, but other than that, this year's been pretty good. I might race next year. I might not. I might let the boy take it over, try it out. They still have this class, so we'll see.
All right. Anything else you'd like to thank or anybody want to, you know, talk about?
Nope.
All right. Well, congratulations on a very good year, and have fun celebrating tonight.
Chris Zacharias, Drew O'Loughlin, Carol Husak, Craig Hawley, and Matt Lewis. Your winning team for local racing coverage. This is Race Week on WEBO, your hometown station.
Owego and Endicott Agway has you covered for fall. They stock wood pellets, fall annuals, and pumpkins. They also feature their power shop with snow blowers, plus service and repairs for the coming snow. Owego and Endicott Agway also features pet supplies and foods, wild bird and animal feeds, ice melt, plus much more. Locally owned and operated with two locations at 38 West Ave in Owego or 116 Jennings Street in Endicott, they are ready to serve you. Owego and Endicott Agway.
Make it Agway.
Davy & Sons Remodeling and Construction is located at 442 North Ave. We can handle just about everything from bathrooms, kitchens, decks, exterior work, new home construction, and everything in between. We are a local, community-minded family business serving Tioga and the surrounding counties. Davy & Sons works closely with local distributors. We run our business from word-of-mouth referrals by satisfied customers. For a free estimate, call us at 689-3001. Davy & Sons, for all your remodeling and construction needs.
Welcome back to Race Week as we head south of the border now to Pencan Speedway in Susquehanna, Pennsylvania. It was season championship night, and when all was said and done, Justin Howland took the modifieds for 2025. For the sportsman, it ended up being Ray Leonard going and landing in victory lane for that season championship. 600cc modified Brenton Payne going and taking the win for that. And it looks like the Suzuki 600cc modified, it was Ryan David Karandek going and landing in victory lane. Factory stocks for 2025, Charlie Towner, very emotional as he took his season championship right there. And in the four cylinders, Colin Mills going and making it two for two. He also took the season championship at Afton a little bit later on Saturday night. Limited sportsman, it was Scott Beach coming home with the win for the season championship. Let's go now to victory lane.
600cc modified winner here, track champion. Get up for the man, Brent Payne. Man, great races this year, all year. You and Mr. Rooney, Mr. Wolf over here. I can't say better enough for the three of you guys, but you know what? You held together, and congratulations on the championship.
Thank you. I'm happy I could win the championship this year, and I got to give congrats to Brad. He ran an awesome race.
Listen, you guys have ran a great race all year. Brad, crew, awesome, but you know what? Give it up to you and your family, man. You guys, week in, week out, run a heck of a race. So who do you want to shout out to tonight, brother?
I'd like to thank my grandpa, my grandma, and my dad, and all my sponsors, Neps Telephone Service, Lake Creek Marine, Drying Storage, Payne's Trucking, Cummins Farms, and Eisenhut Trucking.
Congratulations once again, brother. Give it up to you and your team. And one more time, Pencan Speedway, track champion this year. 600cc modifieds. Give it for Brad Payne. Give it up for the feature winner, Brad Wolf. Man, I can't say better for a better kid. This car's been just as much on rails all year. You and your family, you guys do a phenomenal job. Week in, week out, man, you wheel a heck of a car. Congratulations, brother.
Dude, thank you. Yeah, tonight was definitely hard. This track is slick and dry, but, man, that was fun.
Listen, I can tell you from up there, it looks pretty fast to me. So I'll say you guys ran a heck of a run. Who do you want to shout out to tonight?
Dude, I definitely want to give a shout out to my dad. He's here every week, in and out, in the garage, helping me out no matter what. My biggest sponsor, Small Addictions, SLC Auto, Summer Ridge Farms, Dunn's Boat Service, DMM Performance, Coughlin and Gearhart, at FLM Media, and yeah, that's about it.
Listen, so congratulations again to you and your family, and shout out to the Wolf family. Congratulations, guys. Pencan feature winner, give it up for Brad Wolf. I said Alexander Konopka. Another beautiful win here this year at Pencan Speedway. Man, every week this car always looks fast. But you know what? We're beyond blessed to see you in victory lane again. You ran a heck of a race tonight. every lap. You had a great competition. Do you know what? We're so happy to see you here again in Victory Lane.
It feels good tonight. Thank Colin. That was an awesome race. I know he took the bottom on that second restart, and I surprised him a little bit. But I got to thank my crew, Chris, Keystone Electrical, Grand Hill Figure Construction, Altimos Paving. My wife, she's at home, couldn't get here tonight, but this win's for my buddy Chris.
Get up to Chris and the Konopka family here. One more time, Pencan Speedway, back-to-back winner here at Pencan, Alexander Konopka. Ray, I'm so happy to see you, buddy. I understand. It was not me, it was her. So, do you know what? We're doing okay tonight, but do you know what? Congratulations!
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Brother, week in, week out, you guys run a heck of a race. You have such a good family. You guys run such a great car. Congratulations. What do you want to say tonight?
I just want to say thank you to all my crew and all my fans. And it's been an up-and-down season, but good time.
Amen, man. Who do you want to shout out tonight on the car, and who takes care of you and the family every week?
I want to thank Eric Hines, Sleepy Hollow, A&B Tent Rental, Prince Excavating, and Leeward Construction.
You know, I had to beg my woman to come to the races tonight just so you could win another championship. You know what? Happy to see you in Victory Lane. One more time, Pencan Speedway, back-to-back winner. Give it up for Ray Leonard. But, man, not only the winner of the feature tonight, but also our track champion. Get it for Kyle Mills. Colin, I feel like I have to have this interview with you once a week, but, man, not only the feature winner, but the track champion, brother. Congratulations.
Dude, thank you so much, man. I wanted this champion so bad. The last 2 years, I got a little bad luck towards the end, and I'm so, so glad it paid off this year, man.
Listen, we watch you guys week in, week out run such a great card. You know, it's so great to see family, you know. We all care about each other here at Pencan. It's so great to see you here. So, do you know what? Pencan Speedway, give it up for Colin Mills! I'll repeat it again. Not only feature winner, but track champion! Give it up for Justin Holland! Justin, man, what a car! Week in, week out, man. You've been running a great car all year long, wherever you're at. Man, we're blessed to see you in Victory Lane, and congratulations, not only on the win, but on the track championship.
Yeah, thank you. That's the way you cap it off. You get the win and the track championship. I'll be honest with you. We probably lost four or five races here this year. We should have won. A couple tight ones just because of me and a couple that we got screwed out of. But long story short, man, I'll take the win and the points. I'll take that.
Listen. You guys, great team, great car. Can't say better enough for you guys, and we're beyond blessed to see you in Victory Lane. Man, who do you want to give a shout-out tonight?
I got to thank my dad, man. He works on these cars so many hours. I'm always out in the yard working, making money, and he's turning wrenches every day. He calls me, tells me, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And dad, man, he's huge.
Family's everything, brother.
Yeah, absolutely, man. My wife, every race I go to, she's there. If she doesn't go, I don't go, so...
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, man. And do you, other sponsors you want to give it up to tonight?
It's family, man. Family business. That's what's on the side of the car. It's all about family.
Amen. You know, family's everything here at Pencan Speedway. And do you know what? We got to give it up for the team, Holland team, tonight. Modified feature winner, modified track champion. Give it up for Dustin Holland. Not only do we got a race winner, but we got a track champion. Pencan Speedway, give it up for factory stock winner and track champion, Charlie Toner! Charlie, man, congratulations, brother. Not only was this car on rails tonight, but not only did you take the win, but the track championship!
I'm at a loss for words. I never really thought I'll get a track championship, let alone a feature went on the same night. Just thank you to everybody that helped.
Sorry, microphone died. Not only does he deserve this, and you know what, humble or not, man, you guys deserve every aspect of this. You know what, you won it, man. You won it. It was you. It was nobody else's. You won it, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who do you want to give it out to tonight?
first, I have to give it out for my family. They've done so much in career over, but my family did a lot over the years, and to finally get a championship, it means everything. And all the sponsors I had through the years, Eric Hines Truck and Benson Automotive, TNS Tax, Red Barrel Carburetors, everybody that helps out on this thing. Thank you.
Listen, week in, week out, if anybody doesn't deserve it more than you guys are here. So give it up one more time, guys. Not only feature winner, but track champion, Charlie Towder. Give it up for Jason Beebe. Well-deserved win, brother. Car looked on rails tonight. Can't give it up to you and your family more. What do you got to say, brother?
I got to thank my whole family. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. They're the ones that push me every week to come and do this. And I don't know. I wasn't too sure about tonight. Like, the track was a little rough, but we just held in there getting a victory.
Listen, your car had a great line. You ran it all night long, and we got to give more props to you than anybody. So congratulations, brother.
Thank you. If it wasn't for all our sponsors, and our fans, and that's what it's about.
Listen, Pemcan Speedway, limited sportsman winner here tonight. Give it up for Jason Beebe.
You need to trust that your car will get you from point A to point B. For service and repairs, you can put that trust into our garage, located on State Route 434 in Apalachicola. Lucas Grenzer and John Graham, owners and operators of our garage, strive to provide the best automotive service available. Easy to work with, honest and professional, with repairs done quickly and for a fair price. This is what customers say repeatedly when recommending our garage to their friends. Our garage on State Route 434 in Apalachicola, 1 mile east of Exit 66. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. Call them 607-258-0008.
Racing season is here, and Trackside Products is ready to help you win. Carrying the largest inventory in the Southern Tier with brands such as American Racing Tires and VP Racing Fuels to AR Bodies, Binco Race Cars, as well as Impact, G-Force, and Ultra Shield Racing Apparel. If you want to make it to the finish line, stop by and see Uncle Al at Trackside Products on Route 434 in Apalachicola. This has been Race Week. Join us Monday and Friday at 6:08 p.m. for a complete wrap-up from all of our six area tracks, all part of our local racing coverage on WEBO. Race Week can be heard on 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM in Owego, 101.3 FM in Candor and Ithaca, 105.1 FM in the Valley, 1330 AM, and online at myhometowntoday.com. On behalf of Matt Lewis, Roy Sova, Carol Husak, Paul Small, Leon Andrus, and Chris Zacharias, we wish you an exciting weekend of racing action.